when Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC. One of the three men who came to power as a triumvirate was Octavian. 17 years later, Octavian was officially handed sole executive powers and was renamed Imperator Augustus. In honor of Augustus's most important achievement, the creation of peace, the Augustan Arapaces altar was erected. Here is the first instance of imperial art being strongly influenced by Greek models. The procession of dignitaries and the regular rhythms of the foreground figures are reminiscent of the Parthenon frieze. Yet there is a profound difference. The Roman figures are real, everyday people. The little boy tugging on his daddy's tunic. The woman telling a chattering couple to hush. These homely little touches in the Roman frieze make the comparable Parthenon frieze seem remote, abstract, and otherworldly. Yet for all their realism, the sculptures on the Arapaces are much more restrained and dignified than the late Hellenistic sculpture which evolved at the end of the Greek era. Indeed, the Arapaces is a perfect reflection of the times. People had confidence in and were proud of their emperor. As conservatives, they looked back over their shoulders to the golden age of Greece for artistic ideals. Compare these figures from the Arapaces on the left and the Parthenon on the right. Yet their art also reflected the vivid realism which was the cultural legacy of their Hellenistic and Etruscan ancestors. The Etruscan portrait on the left precedes the Arapaces figure by three centuries.